talking, I can add to that one about the situation of the world today. But you know, another thing here is, which makes the situation rather interesting, that if you, you know, you have the big boys over there in the West, and they're talking about making war against countries over there in the East, especially China. You know, we're going to fight China also, and Russia and Iran and whatever. But then you have those countries there around, you know, with China is and Russia is and so on, and in the BRICS, Global South and so on. And, you know, that's where the raw materials are to be found. That's where the electronics is made. And I'm just looking at all the metals, magnesium, tungsten, titanium, all these that are critical and crucial for the construction of missiles, for instance, weapons. 90% of it comes from China, and they are just about now to stop exporting it to those countries in the West who consider themselves the enemies of China, of course. Wouldn't you? So there are many factors today that speak for a crumbling of a hegemony. The Western hegemony, whether you want to see it all the way back to colonialism and imperialism, and you know, it's still going on, that kind of we are the leaders and, you know, rulers of the world. That this is maybe what's going on today. And frankly speaking, well, I've been thinking for a long time now that things do not look very healthy over here. And if you go over to, you know, I spent a year in total in China last time, 2012, but still. And people seemed healthier there, both mentally and physically and culturally. So, well, time will show how this will all develop.